Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on July 25th, 2015, at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Why I Stayed. Today's story comes from Barbara Bartmus and is titled, Colorado Honeymoon, A Rocky Start. Thank you for listening.
It was 1979. I was a single mom with three girls, 5, 7, and 12. And then I met Jim. It was a whirlwind romance. First date in May and married in August. When Jim suggested a honeymoon up in the high, rocky mountains of Colorado, I was all for it because I loved camping. I remember fun times with my family. So we farmed out the kids to friends. We loaded the old Tojo up and headed for Twin Lakes above Loveland, Colorado. As soon as we set up camp, we started planning our adventures. And the plan for the following day was we're going to hike into this secluded lake. It was a fabulous fishing spot. We'd hike up to the ridge and go down the ridge, find this trail, hike down, and catch lots of fish, go back to camp. That was the plan. Jim had jeeped and hiked these areas. He knew exactly where we were going. There were only two things wrong with this plan. First of all, it had been many, many years since he had been in the area. And second, when we got up the next morning, it was raining. And as we hiked down the ridgetop, the clouds were below us. We couldn't see where we were supposed to drop down into the lake. Well, we had gone too far, and rather than trying to backtrack, we decided to just drop down. And it was a talus slope and with lots of shale, and I was rocky and unsure and kept keeping my eyes on my feet, making sure that I was stepping and not going to fall and all of this. And Jim is part mountain goat, so he was way up there. It was going okay, except I came across this huge rock outcropping. It was 15 feet across, maybe. And the rain had made it slick as glass. I hadn't seen how Jim had gotten across, and so I just kind of inched along very gingerly. My foot slipped. My walking stick went down the face of this rock, and I sat down. Fortunately, Jim looked over his shoulder every once in a while to make sure I was still back there. He turned around and, come on, come on. And I sat there. Finally, he came back. my hero, my shining knight. He came to the edge of the rock and said, "What are you doing?" In my mind, I was shouting, "I'm going to die! I'm going to die!" But on our honeymoon, I couldn't say that out loud, so I calmly said, "I'm scared that I'm going to fall." And then the shining knight said the sweetest thing to his distressed damsel. He looked at me and said, "Honey, you can't stay there. You'll starve to death." Obviously, I didn't starve to death. We had a good honeymoon and headed home. As we went through Loveland, it was cherry season, and there were stands with fresh cherries and fresh cherry pies. And we stopped and bought a pie. That night, Jim was savoring that pie. "Oh, this is the best cherry pie that I've ever eaten." And always known to be a sweet talker, he said, "If I didn't already have a wife, I think I'd go back and ask that woman to marry me." I just grinned and said, "You ain't eaten one of my pies yet, fella." It was kind of a rocky start. But God had brought us together. And that's what has kept us united through the rough times. Jim has raised 11 children. So he was a wonderful father for my three girls. He loved to play, and there was sledding and snowball fights in the winter and water fights in the summer. He was there when they needed advice about boys, and there when their hearts were broken. Jim told me when we got married, he'd always make me laugh. He doesn't tell jokes like my wonderful son-in-law, but he has comic vision. He can see the humorous side of any situation, and he helps me see it too. Sometimes he makes me cry. Once we had a spat, and I, to make up, decided I was going to make a fruit cobbler, just like his mother made. And it was a disaster. It's foolish for a woman to try and compete with her mother-in-law when it comes to cooking. The next day on the table, there was a card. It was kind of a mushy love poem and written at the bottom in his handwriting said, "If I could talk like this, then you'd know how I feel." And that meant a lot to me because he's not one to stand at the card counter looking for just the right card. And that said that he had spent the time. In 2 weeks, we will celebrate 36 years together. We had no idea how we'd be a strength to one another, how rich and full our life together would be, how strong we can be for each other. But God knew and brought us together. Jim was the best father that my girls could ever ask for. He makes me laugh. Sometimes his tenderness makes me cry. He'll do to cross the river with, and that's why I stayed.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Special thanks to Ryan Bundy, who provided the sound equipment for this Tell Us Something event. Learn more about Ryan and his music at RyanBundy.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudys.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Tracy Worley, Debbie Hirschberg, Barbara Bartmus, Emily Johnson, Stephanie Wing, and Brian Marsh. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.